Welcome to NPR's All Songs Considered, highlights from NPR's online music show. Enjoy.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard, accepted worldwide. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. First, a reminder, our live concert series from Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club continues Thursday, May 25th, with the Walkmen. That night, the band, now based in New York, will have a homecoming of sorts. Two of the band members are cousins and grew up here in Washington, and they met some of their other bandmates in high school here in Washington, D.C. as well. The Walkmen's 2004 CD, Bows and Arrows, made it to the top of many best-of lists that year, and their new recording, which we featured on our last show, I think is even better. It's called 100 Miles Off. Our website has a link to the show, so join us for the Walkmen live on Thursday or catch the archives. Our first song today comes from Rose Melberg. I never heard her sing with her various bands from the West and the Northwest, bands like Tiger Trap, Ghost Sailor, Gaze, or the Softies. These days, Rose Melberg is based in Vancouver, and she has a solo record that starts with a song that's just lovely. It's called Take Some Time.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Rose Melberg. This song is called Take Some Time, and the CD is called Cast Away the Clouds. This singer from Brazil named Cibele is remarkable. She constructs these small, comforting worlds with sounds taken from music boxes, jangly bracelets, paper cups, moleskin notebooks, and cigarette lighters. Then she sings these soft, gentle songs, sometimes in English, sometimes in Portuguese, sometimes as songs by other people like Tom Waits or fellow Brazilian artists like Caetano Veloso. Sometimes, like our next song, they're tunes she's written. This is called Phoenix, and it takes a while for this song to soar, but it's part of the journey that's certainly worth the wait.
Like the little bird.
the music of Sibelius. That song is called Phoenix. It's one of the great, stunning tracks on a CD called The Shine of Dried Leaves. Another artist that's honed his craft on creating sonic soundscapes is T-Bone Burnett. Over the years, his own singing and songwriting have taken a back seat to projects with Bob Dylan, Sam Phillips, Johnny Cash, Cassandra Wilson, Elvis Costello, and a few movie projects like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And The Big Lebowski. Now comes his first album of his own material in 14 years. It's called The True False Identity. It's a CD full of great playing, especially the percussion. There's terrific wordplay, but it's a bit short on good singing. Listen to the wonderful lyrics here, including the line, "Somebody stole my identity, and I feel sorry for you." The song is called Hollywood Mecca of the Movies. T-Bone Burnett from his new CD called The True False Identity. That song was Hollywood, Mecca of the Movies. You can hear an interview with T-Bone Burnett on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday, available at npr.org/music. You gotta love the fact that there's a sign on the lawn outside Johnny Cash's studio that reads, The House of Cash. Johnny Cash had a great sense of humor and a wonderful sense of storytelling. When Cash died in 2003, his son John Carter Cash found a set of neat white boxes marked Personal File. In those boxes were recordings Johnny Cash made, personal recordings with stories, parlor tunes, traditional tunes, original and gospel songs. These tapes are an oral autobiography of sorts, and they're fascinating. Here's a small glimpse into Johnny Cash's Personal Files. He sings a song called Girl in Saskatoon.
The late Johnny Horton was one of my best friends, and I remember one night after a show we played in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. We were driving that old car across the snow, across the icy roads, going down to Regina, I believe. And driving along that night without accompaniment, we wrote and sang for the first time this song. I left a little town a little south of Hudson Bay. I couldn't find a thing to make a round or want to stay. I fought the wind across the barren waste and the crystal dunes, going for to marry the girl in Saskatoon. South and west and following the cold December sun, I bedded down in the Caragana when my daily trek was done. Then up and moving onward by the light of the morning moon. I'm freezing, but I'm burning for the girl in Saskatoon.
One of almost 50 songs from the vaults of the late Johnny Cash on a double CD called Personal Files. This set of recordings offer a very personal invitation to the way Johnny Cash came to love and record the songs he did. If Johnny Cash or the Carter family were surrealists, they'd probably sound a bit like our next group, the Handsome Family. The Handsome Family are Brett and Rennie Sparks. They're based in Chicago. They're now living in Albuquerque. Their music tells stories, often creepy and gothic. This is from their new CD, Last Days of Wonder. It's about the inventor, physicist, and engineer Nikola Tesla, an inventor of AC current and wireless technology in the 19th century, and quite a character. The song's called Tesla's Hotel Room.
Sat holding hands touch of hair or of skin, but stroke feathers gently on trembling wings. Andrew plans for a camera to photograph thoughts, vacuum tube lights, wireless phones. In the last days of wonder, when spirits still flew round bubbling test tubes in half darkened rooms, Edison and Westinghouse in silk brocade ate oysters, Rockefeller with French champagne. But Tesla
music of the Handsome Family, that song from their CD Last Days of Wonders called Tesla's Hotel Room. I think it's time to pick up the pace a bit with a tune from a band that can't sing but makes me smile. The group's called Art Brute. They write songs that are short and fast with a spirit somewhere between the Ramones and Jonathan Richman. This tune's called My Little Brother.
Just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. And yes, it frustrates. Let's let him make his own mistakes on the dance floor. Watch him go now. Boy, those moves, I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. How's he living with all of that? Unforgiving on the dance floor. Watch him go now. Boy, those moves, I just don't know how. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. He no longer listens to A-sides. He made me a tape of bootlegs and B-sides. And every song, every single song on that tape said exactly the same thing. Why don't our parents worry about us? Why don't our parents worry about us? My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. He's only 22 and he's out of control. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. There's a noise in his head and he's out of control. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. My little brother just discovered rock and roll. Stay off the track.
Art Brut, from a CD that's been buzzing around the UK for the past year and finally out in America. The CD's called Bang Bang Rock and Roll, and that song was My Little Brother. Guitarist Robert Fripp is one intense guy. From the opening bars of the first King Crimson record through his solo career, Fripp was a creative force in progressive rock and a guitar player that was always both frenetic and precise at the same time. He put out an album in 1979 called Exposure that featured an unlikely cast of characters, including Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates fame and Terry Roche from the duo The Roaches. Peter Gabriel and Brian Eno are on the record, as well as Deborah Harry. The LP Exposure has been reissued as a 2-CD set, including diaries from the recording sessions and many extra songs. This is the title track, a collaboration with Peter Gabriel called Exposure.
It is impossible to achieve the aim without suffering.
Robert Fripp from the 1979 LP Exposure, now out as a 2-disc set. That was Terry Roche doing the screaming along with Daryl Hall. The spoken background words were done by Fripp and Eno, with Robert Fripp on guitar and his famed Frippertronics, using tape loops and effects that alter his sound. The Owls are a band from Minnesota. Their pop music is spare and their harmonies are wonderful and contagious. I've had this song stuck in my head since a coworker gave me the CD. The album isn't new to Owls fans, but it may be new to you. It's from their CD called Our Hopes and Dreams, and this is the opening track called Air. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
To care.
No hand, no heart, no hurry, no hate, no fun, no need.
Thanks for listening. You'll find more about this program and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 7-passenger MDX with electronic 4-wheel drive and traction control. Information at acura.com.